I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today.
Who's ready for an amazing afternoon? Well, since I got you standing, since we got you up, since you got the fire in your heart, we're going to bring you one of the legends, one of the greats, one of my favorite people to watch and learn from, follow, and frankly call friend. This gentleman is such a good man, so much energy and wisdom, and every single time I'm like, man, I hang on his every word. He gets life. He gets motivation. He lives his truth. He does it more straight up than anybody else. The host of Straight Up Podcast with Trent Shelton. Tens of millions of fans and followers. And one of the greatest guys on the planet. Give a Growth Day welcome to Trent Shelton. He's in this house, ladies and gentlemen.
Real quiet, right quick. When I say let's, y'all say go. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's.
No.
Let's.
No.
Let's.
No.
Oh, y'all ready? Let's get started. Y'all ready? Hey, first of all, like, I want to say shout out to each and every one for you for taking ownership over your life and being here. I gotta give an awesome shout out who I call BB, Brendan Bouchard, man, for putting this together. Make some noise for him, real talk. Make some noise for him, real talk. There we go. So he's done a lot for a lot of lives, behind scenes, in front of scenes, and so I'm grateful to be here to be able to talk to you guys. And I want to take you on a journey today. I was trying to prepare what I was going to speak about, and knowing me, my heart would take over. So I say, you know what? We're going to have a heart conversation. Can we have a heart conversation between me and you today? Can we do that? So I'm going to break down in a little bit what I call my three commandments to high self-esteem. We'll get into that. But first, I just want to start off like this. Everybody put your right hand over your heart, right? And I want you to make a pledge to yourself. For each and every one of you, you can repeat after me when I say dear self, or repeat after me after that. But for each and every one of you, I'm proud of you for being here. Now man, y'all are so great. Look, I spoke at an event the other day. I had to like drag it out of them, right? So y'all are awesome. All right, I'm proud of you for being. So repeat after me, dear self.
Dear self.
Now say it with your soul, dear self.
Dear self.
Yeah. Everything changes this year.
Dear self,
from this moment on,
my life will never be the same.
No more hoping.
No more wishing.
I will be the change.
I must be the change.
I have to be the change.
Dear self,
no more playing it small. I'm going to say this because Brendan said it earlier. I heard him say it. No more half-ass effort. I'm dedicated to giving my all. And last but not least, dear self.
Dear self.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Dear self.
Dear self.
It all
starts with you.
Clap it up for yourself. So I got to speak to your heart for a little bit and be super transparent and vulnerable. And I know we have all the tax. I mean, you guys had Ed Milet. You guys, I mean, gosh, the lineup is crazy. Like, this is insane. But I want to speak to your heart because I know this is true that a lot of us, we deal with low self-esteem. We deal with problems. We deal with situations. Anybody perfect in here? Let me see. Okay, it's cool. Let me know after your secret, okay? But we all have things that we're dealing with, you know, and I've had my struggles, still have my struggles. And I want to just say it like this. I'm actually working on my new book. It comes out pretty soon called Protect Your Peace. And one of the things in protecting your peace, I talk about this in the opening chapter. There's a constant battle for your peace. There's a constant battle for your worth. There's a constant battle for your self-esteem. You know, I don't know if any of you had this moment where you can be like having a moment of the day, as Brendan said earlier, you're drinking your coffee, everything's going right, and you open up social media, you're like, dang, I ain't doing it like her or him. And you start to feel a little bit inferior. Anybody ever been there, or is it just me? If you ain't raising your hand, I'm like, what else don't you keep it real about? Or maybe you start something, and you feel great about it, but the result of the outcome just takes the air out your balloon. Anybody ever been there? Or maybe it's like this with myself. Quick story. So I don't consider myself like a chef, but I'm kind of a chef. Like, I'm like anybody like that, right? I can cook the things I need to cook, right? Spaghetti, people know I like ketchup on it. Right? And so I like to do these things. And so hibachi has gotten expensive. I don't know if y'all been to hibachi before. I'm like $100 for a dude to put some, flip some eggs and stuff. So I said, I got my own grill at home. And so I'm going to be, I call myself Chef Shelly. So I'm going to be Chef Shelly for my family. So I do the whole thing, right? I broke a few eggs trying to flip it and all that stuff. But I got all the things ready. I'm doing hibachi. I'm whipping it up. It looks great. I mean, it's Instagram worthy. It's great. It tastes good. All the things. So I bring it inside. My self-esteem is boosting. I bring it inside, and the first person I give it to is wifey. She tastes and she's like, dang, Trent, this is fire, right? I said, okay, one for one. My son tastes it. He's like, Dad, this is good, but he likes anything, so. Then my two harshest critics, my two daughters. So Maya, who is the harshest, and I'm just like, man, I hope she's so picky, and I love it. But she tasted, and she's like eating it, and she's trying to kind of get the feel of it and the taste of it, and she swallows it, and she's like, Dad, this is excellent. So I'm like, I'm 3 for 3. I know Marley. Marley good. She 4 years old. She anything. Marley takes a bite. And she says, this is yucky. Ugh. I'm like, what you talking about? This is good. Yucky. Ugh. Yucky. Yucky. And she just kept saying yucky. And literally, I went from chef of the world to feeling the low self-esteem in my life. And so what I want to tell you, y'all, is you're going to have constant battles. You're going to have things, whether it's your kids, whether it's social media, you're going to have things that are trying to bring you down back to reality, things that are constantly conflicting on what you believe, your truths and stuff like that. So I want to tell you this, like, you got to get clear on these three things that I'm about to talk about. I call these things my three commandments. I can write 10, but let's look at the first one. Y'all ready? Say yes.
Yes.
Number one, thou shall not be my enemy. Can I be real with you? You can put thou shall not be my hater neither. There's a lot of people in the world that's going to do that for you. There's a lot of external things that are going to try to control your internal self. And the way I define peace is something you'll never experience if you keep allowing the things you can't control to control you. And this is what I know is true. So many of us are living in the things that we can't control. We can't control how they feel about us. We can't control necessarily the outcome of things. We can't control your kids telling you things are yucky. But the truth is, a lot of us, we aren't speaking life into our life. And I know this seems silly. I know this seems like very earthy affirmations. Oh my gosh, I got to say, I love myself in the mirror. Like, but a lot of people in this room, and I know it's true because I've coached people for the last 13 years, a lot of people in this room have the disease of not feeling like they're enough. And I get there sometimes in my life. But what's crazy, and I did this study when I traveled for my tour to 4 countries outside the states, all major cities inside the states, 32 cities, and I asked this one simple question. Because everybody says I'm not enough. And I said, well, what's your definition of enough? And nobody knows. Is enough people loving who I am? Is enough the followers? Is enough the bank account? Is enough? What is it? And a lot of us, what we're doing is we're comparing our life to something that doesn't even exist. You're chasing an enough that doesn't even exist. And you wonder why you don't feel good about yourself. And what happens is you start to change the internal dialogue of who you are. The conversations sound like, I don't belong. I had that conversation when I first got in personal development because I didn't look like everybody on these stages. I didn't speak like everybody. And I felt in my soul I didn't belong. When I lost football, which was devastating to my life, I had the conversations of, my life is over. And I know that's true for so many of you. You lose something and then you lose yourself and you have those conversations. Man, is my life over? Do I even matter? Do I belong? Is there room for me? And you speak death into your life, into your soul, into your dreams. And you operate like that. So I want to challenge everybody here just to do this. And whatever it looks like for you. Every single morning, start speaking life into your life. Whatever that looks like, I do belong. There is a place for me. There will be room made for me as I walk into what I do. I don't care how crowded it is. I don't care how many speakers there are. I don't care how many entrepreneurs there are in the world. There will be a room for me. My grandmother told me this, and I want to share it with you. She said, Trent, you got to understand, yes, there are a lot of people in this world, but there's only one of you. So a lot of you are thinking that you're not enough because you're not him, you're not them, you're not me, you're not Ed, you're not Brendan. Congratulations, you're you. That enemy of lack of worth. Can I speak about this for a second? Yeah. I struggle with this so much, and I know so many people do, when it comes to being their own enemy. They're chasing worth in a worthless world. I just got to tell you this, my friends, and I could be wrong. This is just my perspective, but I don't believe the world has your worth. I personally believe you were given worth at birth. I personally believe you were worthy when you came out your mother's womb, if that's how you came out. There's other ways you can come out, right? But on a serious note, you're worth. And I know this is true. A lot of us, we attach our worth to all these external things. And I like to call those things the puppet masters in your life. I got to have all these people liking my posts for me to be good, feel good about myself. I got to start something today and it has to be successful tomorrow to feel good about myself. What's pulling the strings in your life? What's controlling your worth? I want you to write this down and repeat after me. This is how I shift into my high self-esteem every single day. I say these three phrases. Repeat after me. I'm worth it.
I'm worth it.
I've been worth it.
I've been worth it.
And I will forever be worth it.
I'll forever be worth it.
Y'all saying that with low self-esteem. Say it like you believe it.
I'm worth it.
I'm worth it.
I'm worth it.
I've been worth it.
I've been worth it.
And I will forever be worth it. You got to know your worth. And your worth, again, it's not an accomplishment. It's not a next thing. I've hit every level, NFL, speaker, all the titles. And again, if I put my worth in those things, guess what happens to my self-esteem when those things go away? I feel less about myself. Find a permanent worth that doesn't budge, that doesn't change. And I love the cheers, but I'm serious. Like, when y'all leave here, application creates transformation. I love the claps. I love the hoorays. But if you don't change anything with your life, you're going to live the same life. But I don't want that for you. So when those things coming back into your life to try to make you feel worthless, whatever it is, statistics, people, things, your past, how do you remind yourself, and this is a you thing, how do you remind yourself that you're worth it? What's the life that you're speaking into your life? What are the things that you're telling yourself? What's the internal validation that's seeming in your soul that you know that I'm worth it? I'm worth everything good coming into my life. I live like this for so long. Have you ever been, like, you ever lived a life where you've been through so much hard times that when good times happen, you use this phrase that's saying, man, this is too good to be true. And you're waiting for the bad to happen. You're waiting for the thing to mess up. Whether it be relationships, you're waiting for the little things. Whether it be a business, you're waiting. But what if it is true? Because you deserve it. You deserve your breakthrough. You deserve your next level. You deserve your healing. Stop discrediting yourself and give yourself some damn credit. Like, everything that you've been through, and I'm gonna just speak to my, can I speak to y'all's heart for a moment? Everything you've been through, you survived through. And I'm gonna just tell you right now, everything that you're going through, you're making it through in this moment. Give yourself some credit. Man, if somebody would have saw your story, your movie of your life, they would have been counted you out. But you survived everything that you've been through. So a lot of times in my life, when I'm building my high self-esteem, it's not about always looking forward, but sometimes I go back and say, man, Trent, everything you survived through, bro, you worth it. Everybody who counted you out, even yourself, and you're still here, you're worth it. Some of you are looking out to find the validation. I call it external validation. How would your life change today if every single day you can look within and realize those three sayings? I'm worth it. I've been worth it.
I'll be worth it.
And I will forever be worth it. It's going to get to a point where you demand your worth and you make the world respect your worth. If y'all feel that, say, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Say, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Number two, my second commandment that I tell myself is this. Right here, and we're going to spend some time here. Thou shalt not please perceptions. Let's be straight up. We live in a society where a lot of us are slaves to perception. We allow how they feel about us to change how we feel about ourselves. We allow the perception they put on us to control how we view ourselves. So many souls in this world, and I kid you not, are trapped in a prison of perception. And they look at life through these lenses that they put on. And they see life as being AKA, the triple P, professional people pleaser. I know that's, yeah, that is an ouch, I feel you. And listen, by the way, your heart is amazing. I get it. You want to please everybody. You want everybody to like you. You want everybody to love you. And a lot of our self-worth, our self-esteem is based upon if people like us, if people celebrate us, if people champion us, Lord, if people support us, if people, you fill in the blank. And you're living your whole entire life trying to control something you can't control or change. That is a perfect recipe for depression. It's a perfect recipe for anxiety. It's a perfect recipe for stress. It is a perfect recipe for you not loving your life.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Pleasing perceptions. It looks like losing yourself to make other people happy. I got a popular quote that people love, and I wrote this quote because I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Everybody ever been sick and tired of being sick and tired? So I wrote this spoken word. It was called Pick Me Apart. You can go watch it. 2016. I got tired of pleasing everybody. I got tired of pleasing the internet. I got tired of pleasing my community. I got tired of pleasing everybody because all I was doing is I was pouring in everybody and I was emptying myself. And yes, I had people pouring to me, but if you keep being pouring in everybody, you're going to be empty. And I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I said, here's my letter to everybody. In the first sentence of that spoken word was, the first step to being unhappy is trying to please everyone else. What's the point of gaining the world's approval if that game means you lose yourself? It doesn't add up. So why do we care so much about a world that can care less about us? And even myself, I care so much to be liked. Why? Just to impress people who can care less about my life? Just to impress a world that can magnify my flaws, judge my imperfections and mistakes aren't a part of us all? Is if we all never fail? Listen, we all have struggles. It doesn't make you better because you hide yours well. Y'all get the point. And I realized in that moment how much I was using my energy trying to get people to approve of me, trying to get people to like me, trying to get people to support me. I get it. You're in here. I know the mindset of an entrepreneur. I know you're going to leave here and you're going to put on your glasses and you're going to say, listen, babe, listen, homie, listen, bro, listen, team. Like, this is what I want to do. And if they're not in a vision mindset, because we're so good at bringing our vision to people who aren't visionaries, we're so good at bringing our dreams to people who aren't dreamers, and you're going to bring this thing. I'm in Ultra. I'm doing this at Growth Day, and they're going to put their perception on you. They're going to do something that was done to me so many times, like, Trent, you're just a football player. What you going to talk about, bro? You ain't like to talk. You quiet. I really am. Seriously, I know. I know it's kind of hard to believe, but I really am. And they put their perception on me. Don't allow people, if you can, to place their impossibilities on your life. Because understand this, please, understand it. Go ahead, make some noise, for sure. Please understand this. You know, every time, and I got to tell you this, like every time I told somebody that I wanted to make it to the NFL, you know the response that I got? That's impossible. That only happens to certain type of people. You can never do those things. And I know we hear that a lot from outside people, right? Outside enemies. I get that. Outside haters, quote unquote. When I wanted to be a speaker, when I realized this was my gift, when I realized this is what God called me to do, when I realized that this was my purpose, in my purpose, and I realized and I told people, like, hey, I'm gonna go speak. And the response was, I don't know if y'all got friends like this that love you but don't wanna hurt your feelings. They give you the halfway support, like, yeah, you can do it, but their energy and body language is saying, no, you can't, right? Find some else. So I got all these opinions placed up in my life, all these perceptions. You got to understand perception. Perception is somebody's experience of life that they're putting out into the world. That's how they see the world. So if you see yourself as less, you're going to operate as less, you're going to do less, you're going to accept less, you're going to settle for less, etc. But when you change your perception and seeing the world as abundance, to see the world as opportunity, seeing the world as progression instead of perfection, you will start to see everything working for you. You will start to see everything is working out for your good. You will start to see even the failure is taking your life to success. You will start to see that all the things happening are happening for you. But my friends didn't have this mindset. They were like, bro, like, you ain't gonna speak. And some of y'all know this story. Like, I told them I would go speak in Africa because I just thought about the wildest dream. I'm gonna go speak in Africa. They're like, Trent, I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. How about you start in Fort Worth first? Maybe Dallas. Stretch it, go to Austin or Houston, but Africa? Come on, man. And I always tell people this, and it's on my heart to say it, and I'll move on after this. I told them, you know, I appreciate your perspective, but I respect your perspective, but your perspective won't be my perspective. Your perspective won't penetrate my passion. Your perspective won't penetrate my vision. Your perspective won't penetrate my dream. Your perspective won't discredit what God has for me. But I realized they were trying to place their impossibilities on my life. They were trying to place their fears on my life. Come on, Trent. Come on. Amen. So it's something that really helped me. Oh, yeah, let me finish about Africa real quick, and I'll get to this point. So I go to Africa. I've been to Africa 3 times. A lot of y'all know this story. 3-4 times, my own events, not being brought out. Putting on my own events, people showing up, and what's crazy, I always get this question, and this is why I want y'all to continue to dream. This is why it's so beautiful to be in a room of great perceptions, be in a room of people who care about you, be in a room of people who want to challenge you and make you better. The energy is real, y'all. So I get to Africa, and I sit down, and they interview me, and they ask me the same question all the time, like, Trent, are you surprised that you're here? And I'm like, no, I'm not surprised. At first, I was like, yeah. Then I was like, I'm not surprised. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I know this is for TV, but nah, I'm not surprised. And they say, why? And I was like, well, you have to understand this. Oh, man, this is so important when it comes to vision. I said, y'all, you got to understand that my mind was in Africa 3 years ago. Yes, my physical body has just arrived. But all I'm doing in my life is closing the gap between my vision and my reality. And I close that gap personally with faith. Faith is knowing a door is going to open for your life that don't exist. Write that down. Faith is knowing a door is going to open for your life that doesn't even exist. See, some of y'all got a plan and you don't know how it's going to work, but you got to understand the plan for your life is greater than your vision board. I love y'all's vision boards. It's great. Some of y'all got great high self-esteem. I love it. All the rainbows. It's very pretty glitter. It's amazing. I don't know how some of y'all do it, right? It's amazing. I'm sure Ed's a little, he can't write, I saw earlier, so his might be a little bit whatever, right? Don't tell him I said that. But seriously, though, I want to just tell you this, that there's a vision for your life, and please ask anybody in this room. It's a lot of great people in the audience right here that are actually doing it. I can promise you, none of us could have predicted that we would be here. I want to tell you this. There's a vision that's greater than the vision. There's a vision that's for your life that no vision board can hold. So some of us, we're judging ourselves by our current situation. And I got to tell you, your current situation is not your final destination. So how do we stop these perceptions from penetrating our soul? Y'all want to know? Something simple I call FOF. Write that down. Anybody guess what that stands for? Faith over fear. That's pretty good. Close. Anybody else? I got y'all. Facts. Over feelings. Facts over feelings. I want to tell you this. What you feel is real. I get it. The feeling of fear and the feeling of all these things. And I know we talk a lot of motivation, but listen, we still go through fear. I was going through fear backstage. But how I get out of my fear, I get back into the facts about my life. So when somebody gives you feelings that sound like, you know what? I don't think that's for you. Feelings that sound like, oh, you know what? Maybe you should try something different. Feelings that sound like, oh, there's no room for you. You shouldn't create a podcast because there are millions of podcasts. Why are you going to create one? I want you to go back down to your facts. And if you can do anything, write down three facts about your life that don't change. AKA truths about yourself. So what that looks like in real action, if I'm feeling that I'm not enough, which I feel like that often as a human being, I don't judge the feeling. I appreciate the feeling because usually the feeling is telling me something maybe might be off in my life. I sit with the feeling for a little bit. I analyze the feeling, but I immediately after that, I go to the fact. I don't sit with it. Some of us, we've been sitting with that feeling of I'm not enough for far too long. And we expecting to have high self-esteem. Some of us have been sitting with that feeling that my life is over, that just because I had some bad chapters, y'all, just because you had some bad chapters doesn't mean your story can't end well. There's bad chapters all in this room. Some of y'all chapters is woo. If you looked at some of mine, I'm glad there wasn't no cell phones back then. But I decided to turn the page. But for you, what are the truths and the facts about your life that don't change? So for me, when I feel like I'm not enough, I go to my faith, number one. And this is just me personally. God created me enough. He set me apart. He formed me before I was even in my womb. So I'm good. If God got me, who can be against me? I'm okay with that. And that works for me. I know everybody has different faith, but that works for me. When I'm feeling like I'm not enough, you know what I go to? I go to my babies. I go to wifey, depending on how she's feeling. But I go to my babies, and immediately I feel my worth. Immediately I feel my presence. I don't sit with it. So what are the facts about your life? When somebody throws you feelings, say, I appreciate your perspective, but I know the truth about my life. And then if you want to put a cherry on top, add an action to that fact. So as I just said, I'll go to my daughters. That's the action. I'm going to tell y'all a secret for y'all that follow me. Sometimes when I don't feel like I'm enough, you know what I do? I pull out my cell phone, I press live. And y'all think that I'm just pouring into y'all, which I am, but me pouring into y'all, guess what? It makes me feel valuable. It lets me know that I have worth. It lets me know that I can brighten someone else's day, just like we all can, no matter if you have a million followers or one. I put action to combat that feeling. Then over time, what happens when those feelings pop up, you're just like, ah, shut up. I know I'm good. I know I'm him. I know I'm her. When's the last time you looked in the mirror? And this might seem very cocky, but this is confident. My grandmother always told me this. Self-love, self-esteem, confidence is simply this definition. Granny taught me a lot of stuff, by the way. Y'all got grannies that teach y'all a lot of stuff, right? Granny-isms, right? They be off the chain. Granny Bone taught me this. She said, Trent, when you're confident with yourself, again, don't let the world get your head in the clouds. Make sure you keep your feet on the ground, but understand this about self-love and knowing your worth, confidence, all those things, high self-esteem is simply this. It is not being full of yourself, but it's loving yourself fully. Flaws and all. Yeah. The mistakes you made, you still love yourself. The promise that you didn't stay committed to, because we all do that. Let's be real. Nobody's robots. You still love yourself. Some of us, damn, man. We make the love for ourselves so freaking conditional. We only love ourselves when everything is going right. We only love ourselves when people love us. We only love ourselves when the bank account is showing, and I get it, like, it's tough not, I understand that. But what if you loved yourself unconditionally? And I know it's hard. How many of you in here, you don't have to raise your hand, you can wink at me. Find it very hard to experience happiness in your life. I see some winks. I think, all right, I see some double winks. Right. I get it. Find it very hard to find joy in your life. You know, I talk about this in Protect Your Peace. One of my principles is internal alignment. And I believe Brendan touched on this earlier about your values and making sure that things are congruent with who you want to be. But with internal alignment, and what I've learned to see is that some of us, and I hope this changes for you tonight, some of us make it so darn hard to be happy. We complicate happiness. Like some of y'all got a checklist that's longer than a grocery list. And honestly, it breaks my heart that all these boxes got to be checked in order for you to have happiness. They got to love me. My coworker has to be not cause me issues today. There has to be no traffic. Starbucks can't have a long line. Everything has to go right. Like, y'all relate to that. Anybody? And if one thing is off, we feel like we don't deserve our happiness. If we go back to the beginning of this conversation, you're worth it, you've been worth it, and you will forever be worth it. So I want to challenge you today, in order to hack your self-esteem, man, make it simple. And I get it's hard. I understand you think that you're missing something. I can tell you this. I promise you, the thing that you're missing is not your next level. The thing that you're missing is not some praise from online. It's not a blue check mark. It's not billions of videos. It's not millions of people knowing your name. The thing that you're missing is true, deep, whew. It's true, deep, unwavering, unconditional love for yourself. That's what you're missing. For some of us, with boosting our self-esteem, it's not about getting to the next level. You think the next level has your self-esteem. It doesn't. I can promise you. It doesn't. Take it from me. It doesn't. Being known, it gets on your nerves after a while. Seriously, like, I appreciate it, but I'm an introvert. So I have social anxiety for real, in real life. So it's tough. But guess what? That wears off. It's something called hedonic adaptation that I will share with you. I won't get into details. It's my way of sounding smart, but all it means is this. You will get used to it. You will get used to the level. You will get used to the followers. You will get used to the things. Not telling you not to go get those things. We'll talk about this in a minute. I want you to get all the things that are meant for your life, but some of us, we think that we need the things in order to appreciate ourselves. That's not the case. So for a lot of you in here, and this is not maybe for everybody, but for most of you in here, it's not about your next level. Your next level is not about climbing higher. For some of you, it's about diving deeper. Diving deeper in your worth. Diving deeper in your peace. Diving deeper in your joy, your internal happiness. Right? Personal development, they love to say, happiness works off of what? What's happening? That's external happiness. I can have, I call it my Marley morning happiness. This is my baby girl. It used to get on my darn nerves, but I started to appreciate it. She would bust in my room. It just happened on Halloween. She was dressed up at 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, bruh, we have time. Like, it's this evening. It's nighttime, daddy. It don't start till the next nighttime, right? And literally, she comes in there, and she's so freaking happy. It's morning, it's Halloween, it's morning. And y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you know people like that. You're like, why are you so happy? Right? It's Wednesday. Yes, I'm just happy. And I used to kind of despise that because really it was an internal conflict that I couldn't find my happiness that made me kind of sensitive to other people's happiness. So I had to do some internal work on myself. I had to ask myself a question. This is good for you guys. So I know we do a lot of blame and complain. A lot of it's everybody else's fault. But if you are in a place where you're not happy for somebody else's happiness, you need to dive deeper in your life. There's something wrong there. But Marley busts into the room and she's like, it's morning. And I realized in that moment, I said, wow. As adults, when do we get so boring? When do we stop having so much fun? When do we get so tight and so angry at everything? Yeah. You know, in the good book, it says, be childlike. And I used to always think about that. Now the perspective I think is like, if you watch children, they don't hold on to things. Like my kids can be mad at me and say, you're the worst daddy ever. And then 2 seconds, like, daddy, you're the best in the world, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Man, talking about a self-esteem roller coaster, right? Gosh, all the sacrifices I made for you, right? But what if you just made the decision starting today to simplify happiness? What if it was just one thing? Said, if I did this today, I'm happy. I like to think that one win a day keeps low self-esteem away. I like to think that one win a day. What is that win? I don't know what that win is for you. Right? Maybe it's making it through the day for some of us. Like, you know, I like to talk about mental health, and I like to talk about the things like that I know we all deal with. Maybe it's making it through the day. A few years ago for me, that's what it was. And that was a win. Maybe the win is something bigger. But what if you simplified happiness and you made it so easy to obtain that you had no choice but to be happy? If y'all get that, say, let's get it.
Let's
get it. Say, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Y'all good?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all good over here?
Yeah.
Are y'all good over here?
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. I know sometimes, man, like, you'll go internal. I get it. I get it. Commandment number 3. And we're going to spend some time here, man. Thou shall not idolize perfection. I know, right? Because naturally, and I want to say this, you know, I was thinking about this last night, and like, and this might be a silly question, but like, what is perfect anyway? Can somebody explain that to me? What's perfection? I know we have faith, and I get that. Like, from a worldly standpoint, right? If we want to take it there, like, what's perfection? You said what?
A mirage.
A mirage?
Yeah.
What's that? Huh? Oh, it's like a vision that's not actually there? I learned something today. Appreciate that. Hey, we are here for growth day to grow, right? I'm growing on stage right in front of y'all. I just upped my vocabulary. You're going to hear that in my next spoken word, right? I'm about to give you credit, writer credit. But perfection, right? And it's individualized. We all have this idea of perfection, right? These things. And I do want to say this before I get into perfection. High self-esteem says, we don't judge ourselves by the outcome of not being perfect. But we do hold ourselves to the standard to pursue perfection. And I want to say that again so it can sit with your soul. Like, we don't judge ourselves from the outcome of being perfect. A lot of us, we judge ourselves by the outcome. And I'm saying this because I do believe you should pursue perfection. You should pursue your best self. Who do I have to become who I need to be for this world? You should put your best foot forward. When I'm going on stage, I want to be perfect. Even though I give myself permission to not be perfect, but I want to be my best self. I know I'm going to fall short of being perfect. It's okay. But I want to give my best, because if you don't give your best, then you're going to deal with self-sabotage. You're going to deal with all these things that take away from your self-esteem. But the outcome of perfection is different. One of the things that helped my life so much is that I have disconnected my emotions as much as I can from the outcome. It doesn't mean I'm oblivious to it. It doesn't mean I don't study it. It doesn't mean I don't try to make things better. But I don't allow my emotions to be determined by the outcome of something. Because let's be real. You can influence things. You can work towards things. You can put things out. But most of us, we're not in control of the outcome. I had this conversation with my son the other day. He was playing a big-time football game. He's 15 years old, and it's the whole city, it's rival schools, it's like, it's Texas football, so it's like 4,000 people at a middle school game, right? And so I'm like, man, don't worry about it. I'm like, dang, it's a lot of people, right? He's like, Dad, I feel pressured. He's like, man, I feel, because I'm a brag on him. He's the man on his team. Like, Tristan is very, very good. Like me? Thank you. I appreciate that. You just boosted my self-esteem. I wish you could have told the Redskins and Colts that. But Tristan comes to me and says, Dad, you know, it's tough. All this pressure on me. He has a chance to break the school record and all the coaches, and he wants to play varsity next year as a true freshman and all these things. And I said, Tristan, bro, just relax. I said, it's already been written. I said, man, you were a winner when you came out your mama's womb. He came out that way. And I said, the scoreboard has no justification on how you should feel about yourself. You're not a winner. And I get it, in sports, as competitors, it's one of those, like, those speeches that we give, like, oh, you won just by default. No, it's, I get it. But I had to tell him, I said, no matter what the scoreboard says, you're a winner, because you remember, a winner, and I teach him this, three things. Did you give your all to it? Did you prepare? Were you elite for your teammates? Were you elite in your preparation? Were you elite in your performance? Did you give elite effort? If you said yes to all these things, you're a winner. Of course we want to win on the scoreboard, but that's not life, Tris. Sometimes you're going to give your all and the scoreboard is going to say you lost. The scoreboard is going to say you have failed, but this is what I know is true, y'all. Like, just because you're failing doesn't mean you're a failure. And just because you're succeeding doesn't mean you're successful. That's a whole other conversation we could talk about. But I pulled him to the side and said, Tristan, you're a winner regardless. And I can just see the pressure being released. And I said, guess what? I said, Daddy love you regardless, bro. You can have 1 yard or 1,000 yards. My love for you is never going to change. How does this relate to your life? You see, in a world full of social media, we're living this life of chasing perfection. And how has that worked out for your self-esteem? How's it worked out for your self-esteem? It's bad. This is just a little bit of advice, an idea, if you will. What if you stop trying to chase this idea of perfection? And what if you built a magnet of appreciation of your life? You see, I got to be real, and there's exceptions to every rule. Don't take this out of context, but I don't do chasing. I do magnet building. And what magnet building is working on myself, diving deeper, honoring the commitments, getting my win a day, focusing on the things that I need to focus on. Some of us, we are too distracted on trying to please people. We're too distracted on trying to be happy because it's so hard. We're too distracted on all these things that we're not giving that energy to ourselves. We're acting like energy is forever. Like we have an infinite amount of energy. We don't. And we give it away so freely by chasing things. We get burnt out because we're chasing things. Chasing approval, chasing a title, chasing position. I had a call with one of my book persons the other day. They said, do you want to get on New York Times? I said, if it happens, it happens, but I'm going to just be real with you. New York Times or not, I know I'm a dope writer. Y'all ain't got to clap for that. I get it. New York Times or not, I know that I'm delivering worth. New York Times or not, I know that I'm valuable. Yes, do I want it? Absolutely. That would be cool. But I don't define my worth by a title. I don't define my worth by what the world thinks of me. Because, again, as we talked about at the beginning, my worth is defined by how I was created. You've been set apart. You've been unique. And when you truly own that, you build a magnet where you attract. And I'm not just talking about the law of attraction. But that true magnet. You ever been around somebody and be like, man, there's something different about them? It's that magnet.
You're on fire, bro.
So as we wrap this up today, I really want you when you leave here, and I know this ain't for everybody in here. I'm not a fool enough to think everybody needs this message, but I know it's for some of you. I can see it in some of your eyes. I know that look. But what if you let go of this idea of perfection and comparison? And I challenge you. I know it might feel awkward, Like, say I'm hurt, ladies. And say I'm hurt. I don't believe you. Say I'm hurt. Say I'm hurt. Not hurt. Her. Her, right? Her. I'm Texas. Her, right? Got my overalls on. I'm a Texas boy, right? But say I'm her. I'm she, right? I'm her. Say it. Yeah. Hey, fellas in here, let me with some bass in your voice, say, I'm him.
I'm him.
Woo. Yeah, the men in here rocking. Say, I'm him.
I'm him.
Ladies, I'm her.
I'm her.
Men, I'm him.
I'm him.
By a show of hands, did you feel the energy in the room when you heard those words?
Yes.
By another show of hands, did you feel the energy within yourself when you said that about yourself? Comparison will never serve your life. And I get it. We have subconsciously comparison as we open up the app, which I'm sure everybody talked about today, scrolling social media, trying to be like them, trying to be like him, trying to be like her. But don't compare your life. Comparison is like running a race that you weren't supposed to enroll in. Have you ever ran with someone, and God bless his soul, my man Dave Hollis, and I want to say this because he was a part of Growth Day, right? And I'll never forget, I made the mistake of running with that dude. And we were doing a half marathon. And I tried to keep up with his pace. So I'm like, I'm a football player. We in Waco too. I'm in Baylor. No way I'm letting this dude beat me. And by mile 8, he was saying, let's go. And I was saying, let's go, right? Seriously, I was trying to find the exit. Be like, how can I duck off somewhere? Like seriously. But I realized this. I was trying to run his pace. Guys, oh, man. Don't allow people, perceptions, comparison, perfection, to control your pace of life. The pace of your life. It might seem like a turtle to somebody else that's a monster at what they do. They go ham at what they do. That's their pace. They might be a cheetah. You might be a turtle in your season. It's okay. It's okay. Their race is theirs and your race is yours. But once you start trying to keep up with a pace that's not yours, you know what happens. You burn out. You get stressed out. You say, I never will become them. This is not for me. Be loyal to your pace, y'all. Seriously. I know people online tell you, the Gary V's and everybody in the world, you gotta post 30 times a day. Like, I get it. I understand, like, there is systems and I get it. But sometimes in our season, like, that's not for us in our season right now. I get it. Don't feel bad. I decided to sign up forever. Yes, I know I don't have time, but I do have time. I think this journey of life is finding the balance between a healthy urgency and delayed gratification. But I'm not going to allow anybody else to control my pace because I know my pace. And I'm going to tell you right now, the times that I got outside my pace, because I was comparing my life to my peers, I was comparing my life to what they were doing, I fell flat on my face. Your only duty is to keep moving forward, even if that means take a break. I know in personal development, you don't hear that word, take a break. It's okay to rest. I know the thing is like, keep going and never rest, no days off, all the things. Man, that is bull crap. Like, I'm telling you, those people are sleeping, I promise you. And being honest with yourself, like, you know if you're cheating yourself or not. That's a conversation, but rest is important. I think rest is probably the greatest recipe to success that people don't talk about. Now, I'm not telling you to be lazy, but rest if you must, rest if you will, but keep on going. I want you guys to protect your peace. I want you guys to go hard for your life. I want you guys to simplify happiness. I want you guys to stop chasing perfection and go ahead and live in progression. And I want you guys to demand your worth, stand on your worth, and make sure the world respects your worth. If y'all feel that, say straight up.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Show in the Rehab Time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.